Tens of thousands of protesters poured into the streets of Srinagar Friday. They were waving green and black flags and shouting slogans such as Azadi, Urdu for independence. At a massive rally at the prayer grounds known as Eidgah in the center of the city, Kashmiri leaders called for independence from India. This protest and others earlier this week are the latest in an escalation of tensions in Kashmir Valley. A controversial land deal sparked the first protests, but they quickly ballooned into a renewed independence struggle. Yunus Mir, a 25-year-old Kashmiri, is one of the protesters.
All people have assembled here in the Eidgah. Our main mission is the freedom of Kashmir, nothing else. We're not spreading terrorism. There is no moment of terrorism in Kashmir. It's a freedom struggle, simple freedom struggle. Freedom from Indian occupation.
Earlier this summer, the Jammu and Kashmir state government transferred about 40 hectares of forested land, nearly 100 acres, to a Hindu shrine board to provide temporary shelters for tens of thousands of Hindu pilgrims who visit a nearby cave shrine. Kashmir's Muslims protested the transfer, saying it would lead to permanent Hindu settlements. The government then rescinded the transfer, triggering violent protests by some of the region's Hindu population. Hindu protesters blocked the only direct road from Kashmir Valley and the rest of India, choking off supplies of food and fuel to the valley. Hindu protesters cut off Kashmiri fruit growers from markets in New Delhi during the peak of the apple harvest, which usually brings in at least $150 million a year and is Kashmir's biggest cash crop. Many shops were shut down Friday in anticipation of the protests, which were largely peaceful, as Indian Army troops watched from behind razor wire bunkers. The unrest has paralyzed many businesses in Kashmir Valley just when the economy was starting to pick up, led by a resurgence of tourism in the picturesque valley tucked in the foothills of the Himalayas. Mohammed Amin owns a grocery store in Srinagar. He says businesses in Kashmir are bracing for a long period of civil unrest.
Yeah, there is no supply. The main thing is this supply. There is no supply. Business is suffering, yeah. I think 75% has gone business. Tourism is zero now. I don't know how long it will go, but it is running. Since 2 months, we are suffering.
Indian authorities claim that they have opened the road leading out of Kashmir. Trucks loaded with supplies are getting through, but observers say it is only about a fourth of the normal traffic. There are almost daily reports of attacks against truck drivers by Hindu protesters. At least 350,000 Indian troops patrol Indian-controlled Kashmir, many of them along the line of control between Indian and Pakistani-controlled areas of Kashmir. Since 1989, more than 45,000 people have been killed in sporadic violence between Indian troops and Muslim militants. At least 6,000 suspected Muslim militants in Kashmir have disappeared after being arrested by Indian security forces, human rights groups say. Both India and Pakistan claim Kashmir in its entirety and have fought two wars over it since the two nuclear-armed nations split in 1947. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Srinagar.